Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi there, Edge Draw here from WTF1's sister show, The Race F1 Podcast. Before you jump into listening to this episode, I wanted to tell you about a live recording of our podcast that we're doing in London on the afternoon of February the 12th. If you're an F1 fan, it's an event you won't want to miss, with plenty of F1 chat, fun, and behind-the-scenes anecdotes with special guest Ted Kravitz, everyone's favourite pit lane reporter. To secure your tickets for the Race F1 Podcast live in London, head to sportspodcastgroup.com/pod-live. That's sportspodcastgroup.com/pod-live. We'll see you there.
All right. Oh God, I'm doing the last ever. Hello and welcome back. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the WTF1 podcast. The final time you are going to hear me utter that particular sentence. As you will have seen by the podcast title, the news is out. Myself, Matt Gallagher, and Tom Bellingham, the WTF1 founder, are both leaving WTF1. This is the last podcast. Katie, of course, is on as well for audio listeners. This is only for audio listeners because you're all such wonderful, beautiful people.
Oh, no, they missed me do my little dance at the beginning, yeah. As I always do. The last time you missed it.
We'll upload on social.
I'm sure people know the dance by now, to be honest with you. I'm also really quite unwell, so I apologise if I am coughing or just a bit croaky. But we thought, myself and Tommy wanted to do a goodbye podcast because at the end of the day, like, this has been an absolute whirlwind of an adventure. We have put a YouTube video out as well if you want to see our faces, which, you know, some people say I have a face for radio, so maybe you just want to listen. But we just wanted to make a bit more of a chat amongst the three of us to talk about the amazing moments that we've had, whether it's on the podcast or just in general with WTF1. But from myself, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for allowing me, Tommy, and Katie to be in your ears, whether you are mowing the lawn, doing your laundry. Like, the amount of people that sent me pictures on social media to show what they were doing whilst listening to the podcast was something very, very special. I loved it. It kind of, you know, you have numbers and statistics and stuff, but that kind of like humanized all of you to an absolute level that I really enjoyed. So, yeah, myself, Tommy, look at you. I mean, you can't because it's audio, but I can see you. It's over. WTF1 era end.
You can't see me, but I now suddenly look my age. I look really old now.
You've grown a beard.
I've grown a beard, yeah. Got grey hairs. No, I agree with you, Matt. It's crazy to think this will be the last WTF1 podcast we do. It's crazy. I mean, I just went on our page where we upload them to. This will be the 320th episode. A lot of talking. And my word, did I not like talking or the sound of my own voice when we started? I was absolutely petrified of doing any kind of thing like this, like a podcast. So the support has been absolutely amazing. I could never have imagined that the podcast would be this successful and people would, for some reason, enjoy me talking about Formula One. But it's just because I love it, and I'm sure that passion comes across.
It is strange, isn't it, that the podcast was something we started as like an extra bit of, should we talk about the race after? Oh, go on then. Like, when we first started it, podcasts weren't really big at all. I mean, now obviously they're much bigger, but back then we didn't really know what a podcast should look like or sound like.
Yeah.
And if you actually go back to some of them, my God, they are horrendous. But we kind of got to the stage where it just became very much a routine. Of course, having you, Katie, as well, the three of us, it never felt like work just sitting down and talking about Formula One with you guys, whether it's a post race or whether it's random Twitch reactions and things like that. There's always been just that We're just friends, aren't we? We just talk about Formula One. And I still can't believe it's my job.
She's pulling faces.
Friends, I don't know.
Okay, wow. All right. Well, I thought maybe this podcast
really
of all of them.
Really sad you're leaving, guys.
Okay, this is what Katie does when she's upset. She resorts to jokes. So this is, she's actually weeping, aren't you, Katie?
I am. This is actually why it's an audio podcast, is because I can't stop crying. No, that's not true. But no, like you say, Matt, you know, when we record these podcasts over Zoom, it just feels like three friends having a catch up and like that's that. And then you kind of, well, I do at least, forget that it gets clipped up and it gets sent out into the big wide world. And so many of you listen to our rambles everywhere, like all over the world. It's actually amazing. And from all different backgrounds, all different ages, you know, like it's just amazing to see the diversity that we've got from our audience. There's a little yawn from Frank there. At least I hope that was from Frank and not Tommy. Yeah.
Tommy's bored already.
Yeah.
Frank had to be involved in the podcast even when it's audio only.
Exactly.
Hopefully we'll get a yawn down the mic for the last one ever. That'd be good, wouldn't it? But no, it's been such a special thing to be able to share. Like the podcast has grown an exponential amount. Like genuinely, most people that I'd meet at events, whether it's a race, whatever, will say, I love the podcast. And I just kept going, why is it always the podcast? It never really clicked until recently that there's so many of you that listen to this this podcast. And it's been such a pleasure to bring our washed opinions to you. Now, this is the last time you'll be hearing us in your ears via the WTF1 podcast. But don't worry. I know that a lot of people are thinking, oh, my God, is Matt going to work at, I don't know, in horse racing or something? No, I am staying in Formula One. Tommy's staying in Formula One. And you'll have the opportunity, if you so wish, to have us in your ears once more, and all will be revealed at some point. So that's to kind of cover off all of those questions of what's happening next. We can't say just yet, but just keep your eyes and ears peeled. Can you have your ears peeled? I don't know.
That sounds painful.
It does sound very painful.
I guess they're already peeled because your ear hole. Anyway, Tommy, there's a question that I want you to start off with. Team WTF1 member James Cronshaw. What is the memory or moment from WTF1 that you remember most fondly? And what makes you cringe most?
Oh, that's a difficult one. There's been so many good moments. I think probably memory most fondly, I think would probably, there's probably two, because for me, WTF1 feels like, for me, it's split into different eras, if you like, because I obviously had the era where it was just me doing it on my own, just trying to like do a little blog and whatever. Then the sort of era where we just started the YouTube channel and stuff. And for that one, I think it was when we went to Baku, and it was just for me to work at a Formula One race for the first time. That was such a whirlwind because we just started this channel. We just started doing like a podcast and things. And I remember, going to Baku is the first since this WTF1 thing had really started, like that I'd been to a race for that. And it was just wild because they're getting into the paddock and then there were just loads of people that kept coming up to us going, oh my God, you're from WTF1. I listen and watch all your videos and stuff. And it was just so surreal because that was the first time it had ever happened, because before that it's just numbers on a screen, isn't it, and stuff. And that to me was a proper like, whoa, this really does mean a lot to people, and like this is crazy. So that,
it's funny
for
that,
me was
that whole Baku
awesome.
Experience was similar for me as well, because that was one of our first times in the paddock, and oh my God, we don't belong here, but we've kind of somehow managed to get in here. And I specifically remember, I think that first time we were in Baku, Pierre Gasly was at the top of his like motorhome stairs or whatever and ran down the stairs to come and shake my hand and say, oh, I love what WTF1 does and stuff. Whether he still does, who knows? But back then, you know, and I was like, driver has just come up to me and like thanked about WTF. I was like, or remember when Alex Albon gave you directions? Like, you know, or you gave Alex Albon directions.
He came up to me and went, hey, Tommy, do you know where this is? I was like, what? Why do you know who I am? It's so weird. Very weird.
Wow. So, all that cringe.
Cringe, oh my word.
Everything from 2017,
everything we've posted. No, I'm trying to think of cringe. Probably just maybe some like really early podcasts before the incredibly professional and legendary Katie Fairman came on board, of course. But wow, the early podcasts
Are you receiving invoices already, Tom, from
But the early podcasts where we didn't know what we were really doing and stuff, like, oh my word, just thinking about some of them were a little bit awkward, and I was extremely anxious about things. And I remember when we had to sit in a room for your test shoot. Thankfully, that has never been posted. But
so this was before I was hired 6 years ago. Me coming into London, you obviously you'd sold the brand to Car Throttle at that point, hadn't you? 6 years ago, and I came in as this young whippersnapper. You had kind of recommended me, hadn't you? And then there was this test podcast shoot that quite possibly would have been the worst bit of content anyone could have ever listened to. But for whatever reason, I got hired. So. I remember that as well, because Adnan, who was the CEO at the time, you can tell I'd done my research into the company. I had no idea who this man was that kept asking me questions. I was like, who are you? Why do you keep asking me so many questions? I didn't say that, thankfully. I just answered them. Then I realized later down the line, he was the big boss. But
not me.
Yeah, that feels like a literal lifetime ago. But what about you, Katie?
Oh, well, obviously... okay, if you say so.
I meant the cringe bit.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's true. Now you're leaving, I can be honest about what I think of you two.
No, you've changed.
No, I haven't, don't. I'm still the same old me. The memory or moment from WTF1 that you remember most fondly, I guess maybe doing the Clubhouse and the first British Grand Prix, because that was like the first, I say not the first, like not literally 1950. I mean, like when I had joined WTF1, so 2021.
Tommy might have been there, to be fair.
He might have been.
First WTF1 Clubhouse.
Yeah. but yeah, getting to meet so many people in real life, because where I joined in the middle of the pandemic, obviously everything is so through screens and all that kind of thing. So being able to actually meet people in person and yeah, hear people's stories of how much they've enjoyed the podcast and how much they've, you know, liked my addition, because I make no secret of the fact that I have massive imposter syndrome, and, you know, coming into a brand as special as WTF1, of course, there's going to be a massive intimidation factor, but all of the fans were so welcoming and generous and just lovely that I've never taken that for granted. So, and then for makes me cringe. Do you know what? So I was going through some pictures the other day because I wanted to do a little soppy Insta post, you know, to say that you guys are leaving, and going through all of the photos that I have, because Apple, like, you know, recognizes faces and things. I found the outtakes from when we did that trend at the Silverstone Interactive Museum, where they had turned all the lights off and you've got Tommy with a torch and it basically
shines onto Matt.
And it's the weekend, what's it, call out my name or whatever.
Oh, that really early TikTok guy that does the face.
Yeah, and he, like, you had to pull a face, and we were doing this TikTok trend with Matt. We must have gone through like 10 outtakes. We were literally wetting ourselves because you were having to like pull this really awful face. And every time you just couldn't keep it still enough for us to get the TikTok. And that was cringe, don't get me wrong, but that was so funny to film and record.
Speaking of cringe and funny, this is a little exclusive. This clip can never see the light of day because it's not appropriate, but I'll explain some of it, because Matt, you shared the clip. We won't go into full detail of it, but basically I was extremely had a lot to drink in Baku, and the actual clip was because I was we'd just spent the day filming with Daniel Ricciardo, so we're absolutely buzzing, and then we were all reading on our phone, and there'd just been something published where Charles Leclerc, who I think he'd just got into Formula One at this point or was about to join Formula One, did an interview with like F2 official website, and it was like, what's your favorite page or whatever, and he said like WTF1, and that for me, I remember just being like, oh my god, what is going on in life right now? We've just spoken to Daniel Ricciardo. Charles Leclerc's on the internet saying that he thinks we're really funny, and I was just like, this is mad.
It was why was the video not appropriate? I can't quite remember, Tommy.
I was very drunk.
Oh, I do remember.
Get it out of him eventually.
We'll leave that as some mystery. Sorry for coughing down the microphone as well. I am genuinely very ill. And let me cover it off as well then. What is the memory of moment? Oh, wow. Driving an F1 car. But I say that all the time.
I mean,
it's literally going to be better than when I have a newborn baby. But like, it's that nothing will ever come above driving a Formula One car. I'm sorry, Katie. But I suppose I guess one of the biggest moments for me is probably right at the beginning when even like things that I remember so distinctly is like when Tommy DM'd me and I'd never spoken to this man hardly at all. Yeah, and Tommy kind of said, oh, I want to, you know, we're starting this new thing, et cetera, et cetera. Can't really tell you too much, but, you know, it'd be good to have a chat. And I replied within 2 seconds. Like, no, I'm not even kidding. Like, I was straight on the phone. Like, oh, my God, it's Tommy from WTF1. He's really cool, sort of thing.
You got the right guy.
And then you met
yeah,
me.
Yeah, then I realized. but it was that kind of thing, especially then when I didn't really know where I was going in life, what I was going to do. I had the, you know, a silly little channel where I uploaded Formula One game stuff. But, like, generally speaking, I had no idea what I was going to do. And then this opportunity came about, and I just remember how nervous I was and how big I knew this opportunity could be. And it turned out to go all right, didn't it, in the last 6 years? So that's definitely one of the moments, is that first year of just being like, oh my God, I work in Formula One in some regard, you know, making content about Formula One. Obviously, I still felt that even to yesterday, especially when, you know, the likes of Charles Leclerc filming with him, you can still see I'm embarrassing as hell when I'm around Formula One drivers, which shows that I never really took this job for granted. But, you know, pastures new and all that, you know, Tommy's been doing this for 12 years. I've been doing it for 6. And there's exciting opportunities ahead. And, you know, these things happen. It just happens in a very public eye because everyone, you guys have been listening so wonderfully throughout our podcast, especially our podcast adventure and cringe. Again, mainly whenever I'm with a Formula One driver, I am just embarrassing. Like
dribbling with a beer with Sebastian Vettel.
Oh, God. That is probably actually one of the worst moments of my life, trying to drink from that 0% alcohol Peroni beer and then having it bubble up and go all over me just before I was about to start filming with Sebastian Vettel. And not only that, I then messed it up again afterwards because I didn't cheers and drink either time. Because I was so nervous
disrespect
about Sebastian Vettel. But there's many moments that cringe, mainly when I just watch myself back, to be honest. But look, as long as you guys don't cringe too much, I know sometimes I am very cringeworthy, but it is what it is. But I've loved doing every single second, no matter what. So, yeah, I don't really know how this podcast, but are we supposed to ask Frank now? Is that because I know Frank's on your lap? Like,
yeah, we could do. Frank, what do you reckon? What do you think, mate?
Can we get a noise down the mic? Oh, yes.
No way. He actually did that. That's
almost
ridiculous.
Immediately.
Get that dog on Crufts or something. He's magic.
That'd be amazing. Like a Formula One version of Crufts. That'd be something else. I think that's about it, really. I think that wraps up.
Are we going to do one final thoughts, guys?
I was going to say that. It's fine. Katie, I was setting up something to then throw a curveball, and then you would have gone, oh, I didn't think you were going to ask. And then it was going to be really great, really confusing, but you've ruined it now.
I can see why you guys are leaving me.
We're not leaving you, Katie. This is not.
No, I know.
We are very sad to be parting ways. But yes, Tommy, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. How on earth am I meant to do final thoughts in 320th podcast? My brain is actually scrambled. I think that's the perfect final thoughts because I just can't even get my thoughts together. So there aren't any. Head empty. No final thoughts from me. Apart from thank you, everyone, for all the support. But I've said that a million times, so I don't know whether I should say it again. Maybe we'll say it again. Thank you very much.
Thank you enough.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, that is true. I know. I don't want these podcasts always be like, thank you so much. But it is like the reason we're saying it is because like there's absolutely no way we'd be here. And I could ever imagine that I'd be here doing this without obviously you guys listening and everyone that supported WTF1 because... My word, if you'd have told little Tommy Thomas in his Damon Hill t-shirt that looked about just me looking about the same but smaller without glasses, that your job would be talking into a microphone about Formula One and just interacting with other Formula One fans, I'd think all my Christmases had come at once. So thank you, everyone, very much.
Oh, lovely stuff. Katie.
My final thoughts, obviously, thank you so much to you guys for believing in me and wanting me as part of the WTF1 family. I will forever be grateful for both of you for that and your belief and support in me. And secondly, yeah, it's not going to be the end of the WTF1 podcast. If you guys have looked at the most recent YouTube video we put out, there are going to be new faces, new voices that are coming to the podcast, so keep a lookout for them, and I'm sure you will anyway, but please give them a lot of support. You guys are always been so lovely and supportive to us, so I'd love it if you could show them that same affection, because yeah, WTF1 is a big brand and I'm sure it's very scary for them all to come in. But yeah, looping it back, thanks again to you guys, because it's been a real privilege to do these podcasts with you.
Thank you very love much you. Katie. No. Aww. My final thoughts are, firstly, yes, you know, it is going to be a change for WTF1. There is a new team, as Katie said, that we've announced on the WTF1 YouTube channel. Don't be mean to them. Let them do what they need to do. They're going to find their feet. They're going to find their own way of making content. And, you know, just be accepting of that. And the other part, and the biggest part for me, of course, is thank you for allowing this stupid, emotional fanboy to have a voice and be able to talk about Formula One for so many years, and to enable me to have these opportunities to share with you. It's been honestly the most special years of my life, and I will remember these moments with WTF1 forever, 100%. We're still in Formula One, so we're not going anywhere, which is good. I'm very glad that that's that I can't live without Formula One, as you could probably tell. But yeah, I'm going to miss this WTF1 podcast for sure. But I know that it'll be in safe hands with you, Katie. And we will see you on the flip side. That sounds very boomery, doesn't it? catch you soon. See you soon. I don't know.
It's not goodbye.
Katie, you're the
soon.
Youngest. What would you say? It's not a goodbye. See you soon.
That's a good one. Use that one. That can go on a t-shirt as well.
We're probably not editing any of this, but let's try that. It's not goodbye. It's a see you soon. Okay.
That was my cringiest moment from WTF1.
Yeah, no, let's change everything. Thank you so much, everybody. Lots of love, and we'll see you very soon. Bye.
Still have to say bye.
And still wave to the camera, even though it's audio
only. WTF1 podcast.
Bye, WTF1 podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.